podcast folks here. How is everybody? Where are you hailing from this morning? We are going to work with one of John Maxwell's books over the next 15 weeks, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. I'm going to cover it from my own perspective. You are welcome to go and purchase the book. Amazon sells it. I am a member of the John Maxwell team. I do have access to different materials that relate to this book. However, I am just going to kind of cover it in my own perspective rather than use any kind of set materials. We are wanting to present coffee chat shows now in more of a sort of class format so that you can get the most out of it. I do recommend, if you are new to Coffee Chat Show, I recommend that you get a notebook and that you be prepared to take notes every Saturday morning and write things down that you want to pay more attention to, that you might want to go back and revisit after the show is over, et cetera, et cetera. For those of you that are new here, you can find everything that you want to know about me and about the Coffee Chat Show at thecoffeechatshow.com. That is, again, thecoffeechatshow.com spelled out. We do operate under the Working Warrior Mom Facebook page and Revealing Leaders Facebook page. Those are two of my different brands, and they all relate back to thecoffeechatshow.com. So, we talk a lot here about the law of attraction, about mindset, about success principles, about understanding that to have a future unlike the past, you have to change things, shift your perspective, control your mindset, and be willing to have a plan for your growth that's intentional. So in John Maxwell's book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, his first law is the law of intentionality. And the premise there is that growth doesn't just happen, right? Like, we'll sit around and say, oh, I want to be different. I want things to change. I'm going to change. I need to read that book. I need to get on the treadmill. I need to drink more water. We have lots of ideas about how we want to change or what we might want to do to change. But if we don't be intentional about that and make an actual plan with some goals and deliverables, then and measure and have a measuring metric for it, then nothing is going to happen. Like, left to your own devices without any kind of an action plan, without any kind of structure, it's not likely that real change is going to happen, because everyone has good intentions, right? You know, like at the end of the year, get all these great ideas about everything that's going to get done next year and how amazing it's going to be and how many goals you're going to write down. And then what happens? How much of it actually does happen? Writing things down is instrumental to having them happen for you. And then writing them down in a way that you keep going back and, you know, changing it, fine-tuning it, coming up with new deliverables for yourself, looking at kind of what you've done, seeing what you want to change, how you want to make adjustments for the future. Almost treating your life like having a strategic plan for growth, kind of like you would if you were managing a business. John Maxwell talks about some growth gap traps, and I'm just going to kind of read them through to you. The assumption gap, which is that you assume that you'll automatically grow. So you're just kind of going along in your life, and you just assume that you'll grow and things will happen and you'll get better and, you know, you'll gain new skills just automatically all by itself. Not likely, right? If you don't have any intentionality about that at all, it's not likely to happen. Probably a little bit, but not real strategic growth in your own personal development. So the timing gap is another one that he talks about. The knowledge gap, which is like, I don't know how to grow. So you might say to yourself, okay, that's great, a personal development plan, but what does that look like? I don't really know what I want to develop. I don't know what I need to look into. I don't know how to do it. So forget it. That's too much trouble, right? So assuming that you'll automatically grow is a trap. Again, John Maxwell calls these the growth gap traps. Assuming that you'll automatically grow, saying that you don't know how to grow, saying that it's not the right time to begin. That's a famous one, right? Like, oh yeah, I'll do that later. I'm going to get that workout plan together later. I'm going to invest in my future later. I'll go back to school when the kids are grown up. I'll get in shape, you know, when work's not so busy. I'll read that book or take that extra course to learn something new when life's not so crazy. Doesn't usually happen. Another one he talks about is the mistake gap, which is you're afraid of making mistakes. So you might say to yourself, okay, personal development plan, I think it should look like this, this, and this. But what if I go down that road and it doesn't work out? What if I sign up for this class and I don't like it? What if I make a mistake in choosing an option, something that, you know, I think I'm interested in, but then I'm really not interested in it? The perfection gap is another one he talks about, which is like, I have to find the best and perfect way before I begin. So I need to have everything all lined up, all my ducks in a row. That's a famous one, right? Like, I have to have all my ducks in a row before I get to that. No, you really don't. You just have to begin. You just have to have a plan. The best part about an excellent strategic plan in business and in your life is that it's malleable, right? So you make a plan and then it's like a living, breathing thing. You're constantly changing it, tweaking it, evaluating it, adding things, subtracting things. It's almost like a living, breathing document. The inspiration gap is another one. I don't feel like doing it. I'm gonna wait till I'm inspired to change. I'm gonna wait until I'm inspired to get to the gym every day. I'm gonna wait till I'm inspired before I decide to go back and take a certification course. Or I'm gonna wait, you know, for a bolt of inspiration to hit me before I start that side hustle or I know what to do. Just do it. Just begin. That is the trick. Just begin. Another gap that he talks about is the comparison gap, which is to say that you're saying to yourself, everyone else is better than me. You're comparing yourself to others and you go, well, that person's had, you know, much more experience than I have. So even if I try to do this and even if I put this on my plan and I start to work my way into this, there's so many other people that are better at this than I am. And then you just talk yourself in, like, let's just say you're going to start a side hustle and you might need to go get some extra education to start the side hustle that you want or take some kind of certification. And then you can fool yourself into saying, well, all the people that are out there with a lot more experience than I have are going to be better at it anyway, so never mind. And there goes that idea. And then the expectation gap, which is, I thought it would be easier than this. Anything worth anything takes work. We talk about this a lot. I say that you can change anything in your life as long as you're willing to do the work. That part's up to you. Luck is a combination of preparation, attitude, opportunity, and action, right? You can create your own luck. You don't have to wait for something to drop on your head. Jim Rohn says, you cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. That's a quote that I love, and it's in John Maxwell's book, and it's by Jim Rohn. You can absolutely change your direction in a second, in an instant, you can change your direction. And by changing your direction, you end up changing your overall destination. So although you might be on a particular road and you can't shift the entire thing in the blink of an eye, you can definitely change your direction in the blink of an eye. Right? all it takes is a moment for you to decide that you want your life to be different. That's all it takes. One simple moment for you to say, I don't like the way that my life is going. I don't like the road that I'm on. I want to be something more. I want to develop myself in an intentional way. I want to have a future unlike the past. That's all it takes, is for you to decide in one brief moment that you want things to be different. And then you start to take different actions. You have to start asking yourself these questions. What do you want out of your life? We talk about this a lot. We've talked about this on past coffee chats. What do you want out of your life? Where do you want to go? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you see in your future? If you were to create a future unlike the past, what would that look like? You have to be willing to face your fear of the unknown. You have a life that you have now, and you know it's kind of comfortable, right? You're at the level that you're at. It's probably working to some degree. You might not be satisfied with it, but it's not horrendous. Direction won't change. Destinations don't change unless you do something to change it. You are the one that has the ultimate control and power over your life, you and you alone. So if you don't like the way that your life is, if you want to do something different, you have to start to be committed to your growth. You have to be committed to your personal growth. You have to be committed to doing something differently. This is one of the reasons that I chose this book to work with over the next 15 weeks. There's 15 laws in this book, and we're going to briefly cover, you know, my interpretation of those laws one a week over the next 15 weeks. And that will get us into the new year. And that will give you guys some good groundwork and framework about how to create a 2023 unlike the past, creating a future unlike the past. It will also help you to finish this year strong. Instead of just coasting through the end of the year, we're actually going to work through this body of material to give you like a ladder to get from where you are right now to where you want to go. And we'll call these each law like a rung on the ladder, right? And it's going to move you. If you are willing to do the work, it will move you in a particular direction to examine new things in your mind and make some new decisions for yourself, right? In order to create a future unlike the past, you have to be willing to do something different. And you have to be willing to manage your mindset. You have to be willing to be intentional about your future. Be intentional about your growth. The first invaluable law of growth is the law of intentionality. It's being intentional and purposeful versus waiting for change and growth to happen to you. It's the difference between you shutting off the TV 30 minutes early to read something that helps you create a future unlike the past, rather than to binge watch yet another episode of whatever you might have been watching, right? It's that decision to get up a little bit earlier every morning and put some time, attention, and energy into directing your day and making sure that you are coming from a good vibrational place energetically so that you can face the day with some point of authority rather than allowing the day just to happen to you. When we just leave life to its own devices, anything can happen. When you become intentional about your life and you start setting directions, everything in the universe conspires to move toward what you have said you want to create. This is why I have you guys do the glory stories. A glory story is basically writing your life out in a little paragraph each day, writing the day as if it already happened the way that you want it to happen. That's being intentional. That's being intentional about the results that you want to see happen. It's being intentional about your day. It's being intentional about your life. With no intentionality, you are just basically like a ping pong ball. You're like a victim of whatever circumstance comes upon you. When you get intentional about things, you start to set that direction. You start to move things forward the way that you want them to go, in the direction that you want them to go in. You are the only person that can change your life. It's only you. It's only up to you. And you can absolutely change anything if you're willing to do the work. So I will task you with this. What is your plan for your personal growth? What do you want to see happen from now until the end of the year, so that you can walk into 2023 from a position of strength and begin to create a future that's unlike your past? We have some excellent tools, actually, not just one tool. I was going to say we have a tool, but we actually have quite a few. If you go to thecoffeechatshow.com and you click the free download section, you can find a blueprint for the month, which is a really handy sheet, which will help you kind of fine tune your thoughts about some goals and deliverables that you want to have for yourself. For the months ahead, for October, November, December, you can print out as many as you want. We have a lot of other tools on there as well. I recommend that you take a look. So again, we are going to work with John Maxwell's The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. You can purchase it on Amazon if you would like. We're going to work through one law every week. And I'm going to give you kind of my interpretation of that. And you are welcome to hit me with any questions. My email address can be found in the About Us section of thecoffeechatshow.com. So if you have questions as we're working through the material, I'm happy for you to send them to me, and I'm happy to get them answered for you, or to answer them, rather. And this is how we're going to work the Coffee Chat Show for the next 15 weeks. We're going to kind of see how it goes. And if it works out well, if everyone's liking this kind of new format where we're actually covering something that you can tangibly follow along with, and, you know, read on your own, covering a book, material in a book, then I will pick another book after we're done with this one, and we'll move on kind of in that, way. I'm wanting to just make the most of our time together every Saturday morning. I'm wanting you to be able to use this as a point of reference and then study something alongside with the show, so that you're really orchestrating change in your life and it's not just some random conversation every Saturday morning. So I am being more intentional with my work. This is my give back. So I really want to make the most of our time together, and I want to create maximum value for you. So again, if you are new to the Coffee Chat Show, welcome. You can find out everything you need to know about us at thecoffeechatshow.com. And we will see you next week for the second law in the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. Once again, one more time, we are going to work alongside with John Maxwell's book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, and you can purchase it on Amazon if you wish, or you can just get my interpretation of it every Saturday morning for the next 15 weeks. All right, I'm going to say goodbye to our podcast folks now.